There's significant room for improvement in the Welsh NHS, and patients have grounds for real concern about the longer waiting times they face. That's according to exclusive new analysis of the Welsh NHS, compiled for BBC Wales by the influential health think tank, the Nuffield Trust, as part of our coverage this week looking at the state of the NHS in Wales. Now, Nigel Edwards is chief executive of the Nuffield Trust, and he's been looking under the bonnet, as he puts it, at the health service in Wales for this programme. Now, earlier, we heard him looking at ambulance waiting times and A&E targets, both of which are consistently missed in Wales. In the second part of his special report, Mr. Edwards looks at what impact missing those targets has on getting patients through the system.
When we try and explain the difference between hospitals in terms of how they perform with this A&E target, we tend to focus on how many patients are coming through the door. This is a bit of a red herring. The real key to getting your patients in quickly is the ability to move them through the hospital and discharge them effectively and safely back home to the community. And when we look across the whole of the UK, what we see is the patients who are having the longest waits are in hospitals that are having the biggest difficulty sending their patients home.
She was getting the closing off the line and she slipped, phoned the ambulance.
Earlier, I spoke with Gaynor and John from Swansea. A few months ago, Gaynor's 92-year-old mum fell and broke her hip. She waited around 2.5 hours for an ambulance. She's now been in hospital for 2 months. They explained why.
She is very ready now to come home, but it's carers we're waiting now for to be put in place. And we've had to buy a bed because her toilet is downstairs and she won't be allowed to go upstairs.
Everything is in place and we're just waiting now for social services to get all of our carers for us. That's the next thing once they got those, and hopefully she'll be able to come home then. I don't know, to me everything seems to be, it's one service here and another service there. Yeah.
One of the big differences between England and Wales is the decisions that they made about money to spend on social services. England did not protect the social services budget in the same way that Wales has, and we have seen the consequences of that in terms of a growing number of people waiting for discharge. Now, that's not been the case in Wales, but the future does not look so bright because the protection that local government has had in Wales is going to be hard to maintain as cuts are imposed on local government over the next few months and years.
Morning,
the nurse.
I am Eva.
How are you,
Jean? Julia Sansom is a district nurse team leader who's based in Cardiff. It's her role to help patients leave hospital as soon as possible and maintain them in their own homes.
Not feeling unwell at all, no temperatures or anything like that?
Nothing.
Right.
But she says that's becoming more and more difficult.
Our bread and butter is wound care, but increasingly we see patients with ever more complex needs, and there are even patients in the community who are on ventilators. We have no upper limit, really. A hospital ward will have a number of beds, and when they're full, but a district nursing team just continues to absorb work. So there are a lot of pressures. I haven't seen any increase in resources, really, since I've started. Our numbers certainly haven't increased. We do have quite a lot of training and development, which we have to keep up with the pace of changes in healthcare. People are discharged earlier and earlier from hospital. We now see things in the community that were previously cared for in hospital. Things, people come home with drains, for example, that never would have happened when I did my training.
Have you been feeling good?
Yeah, good. Are you eating all right?
Yes,
diet okay? Plenty of food and
veg. Jean is being treated at home by the nurses in Julia Sansom's team, but many patients are waiting for care packages to be set up so they can leave the hospital. The comparable data on delays in getting people out of hospital is hard to interpret. Wales has got more beds per head of population, and up to now it's protected its social services budget more effectively than England. So we would expect to see more easy flow through the hospitals, but that's not the case. There are a few other things we should mention. Waiting times for operations and cancer treatment.
It's 3 o'clock. News time now.
Today's figures will have come as welcome news for the Welsh Government after it emerged. When it comes to cancer, 89% of those diagnosed in November began treatment within the target of 62 days.
For cancer waiting times, Wales and England have taken different approaches. But there's a better story for Wales. Wales has set a higher target than England, which it isn't meeting, but it is still seeing more patients within the 62-day timeframe than England. The target for operations in Wales compared to over the border, again, are different. In England, it's 18 weeks. In Wales, it's 26. But Wales is not even meeting this. Comparing targets actually tells us very little about what the real experience of patients is, and that's much more important.
Well, I think there's too much bureaucracy in the National Health System. Pity they wouldn't spend the money on the front line with the doctors and the nurses in these A&Es and wards.
We're really happy with our system here.
When people book in, I'm responsible for their welfare, and I'm failing them abjectly. And when I say I, everybody is, despite the best intentions.
And I tell you, when Offa's Dyke becomes the line between life and death,
the political slanging match over the Welsh NHS overestimates the impact politicians have on the day-to-day operation of health systems.
The health budget now is double what it was 15 years ago in Wales. We're treating more patients than ever.
Wales is a devolved administration. It's made different political choices about what's important. It's made a conscious effort to invest more in prevention, while England has decided to do something different. Wales has chosen not to protect NHS spending in the same way as England, nor does it seem to have had such an aggressive approach to managing NHS performance. Making comparisons is difficult. There are no signs that one country is pulling ahead over the other, but there are some real concerns over what's happening in Wales.